It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we live in a society where eating bread with butter before dinner is totally acceptable.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But then I order a butter sandwich. Uh-huh. Suddenly, I'm the weirdo.
Oh, that's so true.
I just want it as the entree.
But if you toast it, it's okay. Why is it okay if you toast it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because the butter melts?
Good point.
I'm just glad that on this show in this room, we're free to go full butter on each other.
Yeah.
With what's on your mind, where we go around the room to see what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, sticky or not, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, Jose and Alexis and I worked the baseball game on Friday.
Yeah!
It
was fun.
It was the first time ever I've seen Alexis actually angry at me.
Oh!
Why?
I know what you're talking about, too.
What happened?
She was angry. Uh-oh. Well, yeah, what we do at these appearances is we take pictures with people, and so I wanted to just post it on social media real quick so people knew we were there.
Yeah.
They would come say hi.
And so people were thankful for that.
Nice idea.
I didn't realize how particular you had to be in what picture you used of Alexis.
Is it I have to be smiling?
Okay, there was a small mistake
and
where I grabbed the wrong
open?
One from the gallery.
Yeah,
and even my husband later said to me, why did you post that terrible picture of Alexis?
Yes. Thank you.
But once I realized my mistake, I thought, she's cute no matter what she looks like. I think that
she's always darling. No, you said to me, quote, if I delete it, it'll do worse if I repost it.
And people really trolled her on my Instagram account.
Even my friends mentioned it.
I didn't see or hear about any of this.
Well, I took way better ones, and she literally chose the bad one.
I didn't have my glasses on. I had my contacts in. I couldn't really see.
Contacts still work, Brooke.
And, you know, if you want to see it, you can go to at Brooke Foxfox. I don't know that I'm going to apologize, other than I will tell you I'll do better next time.
I will not take a photo with you again.
I think Alexis should do better at taking the photos.
No, we're using my phone from now on, and I'm in control of every photo you get.
I feel like that's what it'd be like to be your boyfriend, where it's like a whole photo shoot, I must pre-approve every picture.
Honestly, we had to take like 25 photos.
We did.
Before Alexis is like, that one.
I was having a bad hair day.
Jose, what's been on your mind?
I met a girl recently that I was very attracted to, and we talked on the phone.
Is it all good things?
Here's how the conversation went. She asked me what I ate for dinner, and I tell her I ate a healthy meal. She responds,
That's good. She thinks you're funny.
Why was she laughing? Why was she angry?
That's a good thing, right?
I don't know.
I don't know, but you seem angry about
it. So once she stops uncontrollably laughing.
Oh, yeah. She's still laughing.
Then I say, well, actually, technically, I ate two. Her response, Okay,
please don't get it.
Right?
Okay.
When she's done laughing uncontrollably again, I literally got off the phone within minutes.
Yeah.
And I realized at that moment, I am talking to my identical laugh twin.
No!
Oh, you were annoyed by her laugh?
By her laugh.
She's laughing at everything.
Everything I say was funny. I'm trying to have a real convo, and it's just, oh, man, oh, God, you're so funny. I'm just like, okay, you know what? I got to go to bed, and I got to wake up so I can laugh and I can
do the same thing.
So anyway, there's no way that we could ever date.
Okay.
It was official.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Didn't work out.
Yeah.
So, all over a funny meal.
It wasn't funny. I literally was eating a chicken breast.
Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So, okay, I feel really bad saying this.
So maybe don't say it.
No, I want to hear it.
I'm so over puppies right now.
What? Like, how dare you?
I was pet sitting and I offered to do it because I thought they're so cute. What could go wrong?
Yeah, of course, babysit a puppy.
Just 2 days of it. No, I had to have people trade me in and out of shifts because I couldn't even handle it.
But you can't leave them for very long.
They wake up, they bite, they just like do annoying stuff.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. So anyways, I feel bad because they're so cute. I feel like a bad person now. Yeah. But
you're still gonna like Instagram pics, just not.
I'll go see it for like small increments.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
You know how brave of you.
Thank you.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
So Brooke mentioned there was an event booked where three out of the four hosts on this show we're supposed to do a meet and greet with fans at a Major League Baseball game.
At a Major League professional baseball
That's
game.
Right.
Get it right.
You. Surprise, I was not one of the three asked to attend.
No.
It was just Brooke, Jose, and Alexis.
But that's because you never answer the emails,
yeah.
Jeffrey.
Well,
you guys know you need to ask me three times to do something yeah. before I'll do anything. That's just how I am.
No one is going to put that type of energy.
Regardless, I still went to that baseball game.
It was so funny. And we had amazing seats that were free from the station, and you refused. You Brooke, paid for tickets.
I'm sorry. Is this your story, or is this what's on my mind?
It baffles me.
Please don't hijack my story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Point is, I bought my own ticket to go watch the game.
Yeah,
and it was funny to see all three of you there working while I casually walked by sipping two beers. Like,
yeah,
hello.
I was jealous.
You did seem a little loose.
I was very loose. Anyway, cool thing was, as I was walking around the stadium, I spotted a couple standing in line for a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yay.
And they were wearing our Brooke and Jeffrey merch.
No!
Oh, that's awesome! They didn't come see us. We didn't see
them. And those are rare. We only sold a certain amount of them.
Yeah. And so I walk up to this couple, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna surprise them. So I tap one on the shoulder, and I'm like, hey, guys, I really like your sweatshirts. And their response was, they both looked at me, and they're like, oh, thanks. Turned away.
Oh, no, my God! No. Didn't recognize you?
I stood there for a second waiting. Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to cry.
That is the funniest story I've ever heard.
I think it's because I was wearing a different hat. I was wearing a sports hat at the time. Yeah. That's probably why they didn't notice me.
That's so sad.
I don't have anything to say. It's going to come out nice.
I would like cry and be like, oh my God, it's you.
Why didn't you say, instead of I like your shirt, like, hey, thank you so much for supporting the show.
He shouldn't have to.
I'm not trying to do that. I was trying to have a little moment. Anyway, I'm sure happy I wasn't officially asked to be there in person at the game, because that would have been embarrassing.
Oh, buddy.
But text into 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. Okay, enough, guys.
That's worse than the photo of me, bro.
All right, it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.